Pastor Bill bringing you another news in focus. This one is entitled, if you can believe it, from the BBC.co on the 9th of July, Pope Francis promises indulgence to Rio youth programs. That's Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Pilgrims attending Roman Catholic Youth Festival with Pope Francis in Brazil later this month can be forgiven their sins, the Vatican says. Those wishing to benefit from the indulgence could simply follow the papal visit or papal visit on TV or radio if they show penitence and contrition. The festival is Brazil. From 23 to 28 July, it'll be Pope Francis' first major foreign trip. Brazil has the world's largest Roman Catholic population. A similar pardon was granted by his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, on the previous World Youth Day Festival in Madrid 2 years ago. The sacred apostolic penitentiary, the Vatican body dealing with forgiveness of sins, said that festival goers would first have to confess, go to Mass, and be truly penitent and contrite in order to benefit from the indulgence. It would also apply to those following rites and pious exercises on television, radio, social media, as long as prayers were practiced with requisite devotion, the Vatican says. It is an ancient tradition in the Catholic Church to grant indulgences, says David Wiley from Rome. And traditionally, they have guaranteed pilgrims time off from purgatory under certain conditions. And it was the sale of papal indulgences that infuriated those rebelling against some church practices at the time of the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s. In Brazil, considered the world's largest Roman Catholic country, the church has been losing ground to evangelical sects in recent decades. However, hundreds of thousands of young people are expected in Rio de Janeiro to meet Pope Francis when he arrives in Brazil on the 22nd. During his stay, expected to last a week, he's expected to celebrate Mass in Rio's famous Copacabana Beach. Well, what do you say about this, good friends? How do you want to boost a crowd? Well, offer them less time in purgatory. What do we say about this transatlantic voyage to offer forgiveness of sins? I'm glad you asked. Matthew 23:15, Jesus says, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites! You compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he's made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves." Jesus says, you cross land and sea for one convert. And when you make him a convert, he goes to hell quicker and more sure than you do. Two things, Jesus said, your convert's going to hell. Number two, so are you. Good friends, when we use religion as a means to get people to act right and do right, that's one thing. But when we make our desires, for in this case, building a crowd, an issue of eternal significance, I'd say that that's crossing a line as well. Well, you heard it here. This is Pastor Bill. Send your nasty grams or your affirmations to bsturm.bbc@gmail.com. By the way, I think this is interesting. Everyone's been talking about how this pope is not like the other popes. He might actually be a Christian. Hear me well. And if you can't hear me, turn it up just a little bit. Hear me well. A man who believes that you can have forgiveness of sins other than through faith in the blood of Jesus is no more a Christian than the Muslim who denies the person and work of Jesus in the first place. Thanks for listening.